This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a special key that unlocks the Bible. It's considered a mystery by some and ignored by others. It's proven over the centuries to be a Christian secret to success. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, an international ministry whose aim is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. We are convinced that reading God's Word is one of the most important ways of knowing Christ better. And we would like to send you a free devotional guide to help you in your daily reading. Listen for details in a moment. Now, Leroy Imes.
I have a friend named Sam who for years has practiced meditation. He used to be part of a cult, an Eastern religion that promised inner tranquility and inner happiness, was supposed to make you serene and confident and joyful. But Sam had to be honest with himself. His meditations resulted in none of those things. As he sat for hours in jeans and bare feet, chanting and meditating, a disturbing question that tugged at his heart was this: what about my sin? Is there anything in the world that can relieve this nagging question that keeps coming back day after day and destroying my inner peace? One day he met a man who spoke of his own release from the burden of sin through Jesus Christ. Sam was intrigued and told the man he had tried through meditation to find joy and peace that this man had found in the Lord. Much to Sam's surprise, the man told him that he too practiced meditation, but of a different kind. He meditated on the Bible, not to find forgiveness of sin. He had found that in Jesus Christ. Not to find inner tranquility. He had found that in Jesus Christ as well. His meditation was to help him find a deeper, clearer insight into the teachings of the Scriptures. Through the continued witness of this friend, Sam came to Christ, abandoned his former practice of meditation, and adopted the practice of meditation on the Word of God. Now, friend, as you and I dig into the pages of Scripture, we have a promise from God. In fact, the promise to the one who meditates on the Bible is so staggering, we find it hard to believe. But God says in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, that if you meditate on His Word, then you will be prosperous and have success. The promise is plain. God's hand of blessing will be on that person's life in an extraordinary way. Psalm 119:97 says, "Oh, how I love Thy law! It is my meditation all the day." Meditation flows from a love for the Word of God, and it's easy to think about the one we love. So, friend, ask God to give you a love for His Word, and you will think on it. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
As a further encouragement to Bible study, we want to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, a day-by-day guide through the Scriptures with answers and help on how to make it part of your life. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Again, The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. We'll talk tomorrow on another edition of Daily Discipleship.